Then talking about the histopathology of the chronic graft versus host disease, it can vary in from one patient to the other. The histopathological feature can either be lichenoid, it may resemble a scleroderma, it may resemble morphea, or there may be features of the involvement of the subcutaneous fat as well. So if the lichenoid graft versus host disease picture is present, then there will be hyperkeratosis, hypergranulosis, acanthosis, sawtooth reticulate ridges, interface dermatitis, and dyskeratotic keratinocytes. Periadenexal, especially the periacrine inflammation may be evident. If the sclerotic lesions of the chronic graft versus host disease will be present, then there will be epidermal atrophy and there will be homogenization of the collagen bundles in the superficial dermis. If it is morphea-like, then there will be no epidermal change, but there will be thickened, closely placed collagen bundles in the dermis and the loss of the adenexal structures. If the subcutaneous fat is involved, then there will be thickening of the septa, along with the lymphocytic infiltrate at the border or the junction of the dermis and the subcutis.